This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Applause for us. What do you say, Jay?
I like it. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do that. Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen at your service and on your side on the Good Day program. It's overwhelming. Each day, I want you to know how lucky you all are to be listening to us.
he does so himself.
Yes. He said it's overwhelming. The responsibility, the work that we have to do to put this program on the air, it's tough. Sometimes we're almost overwhelmed. Sometimes there's too much to do. Think about your life and how you prioritize things, how you think things through. And then think of how tough it must be for us to be on the air every day. I'm obviously doing a lot of Schwerber. But it's fun. This is fun. It's good. It's solid. It's appropriate for us to take the things apart that are happening in the world and try to make some sense of them. The good, the bad, the ugly, which was, by the way, on TV the other night, for those of you who missed it. I have never watched it all the way through because I find it, the movie itself, the whole concept. I used to watch a lot of Westerns when I was younger, and now I'm very sensitive. There's a new TV channel called Grit, and it has a lot of old Westerns on it, and most of them are, you know, white guys shooting up Indians. And I've become sensitive to that when I never even paid attention to it, because when I was a kid, I bought into the fact that the Indians were the bad guys and the soldiers and the white guys were the good guys.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, that's, history doesn't bear that out. And so when we see all of that stuff and everybody shooting at everybody else, you know, sometimes there was a Roy Rogers movie on the other night. It was with Gabby Hayes, and that doesn't mean anything probably to anybody. Anybody know? Do you know, Jay, who Roy Rogers?
I don't recognize. Oh, I thought you were talking about Gabby Hayes. Yeah, Roy Rogers.
Gabby Hayes, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Gabby Hayes was his sidekick in a lot of movies and some of the TV stuff that he did. Anyway, but it was silly shooting, and kind of when I was a kid, the shooting that took place on television shows, you never saw any blood, nobody ever got killed. The gun would be used, like the Lone Ranger would shoot the gun out of somebody's hand, you know, stuff like that. There's always been, you know, I remember my son and I talking, my son is a script writer, and the elements of what goes into a good script, the most important thing is conflict. Whatever, and this is when you think about it. Think about television. Think about a good book. Think about any kind of entertainment. And within the bounds of the entertainment, there is a conflict. Ever think about it that way? I hadn't until my son and I went through it. And then I started thinking about it actively, watching maybe Law and Order shows or watching the FBI shows or watching the Chicago show. There's a conflict. Or maybe more than one or two or three. Maybe it's with people listening. Maybe that's just a duh.
Even in children's shows, there's always some conflict.
Right.
That's what drives the rest of the episode or the film or anything. How many times have we been watching something and you can't help but notice, like, why did the character do this? That was so silly. But then you realize, well, there would be the rest of the episode if that character didn't do that.
Right. Exactly. Isn't that? It's kind of an amazing thing. Here's also something amazing from the Good News Department. A fellow has been reunited with a ring, that his mother gave him. He lost it picking berries 50 years ago. So he's been reunited with this ring. This is kind of a sweet story.
It really is.
It was a gift from his mother.
His late mother for his 21st birthday, and it slipped off his finger in 1968.
Yeah. Wow. How the heck did they find it? He was trying to find it back then, and he looked through all the bushes and stuff where he was picking strawberries, but it never it didn't show up. So that was this in the day before we had any kind of metal detector. The metal detector guys will be right out of here.
Well, yeah, it's now it seems like such a hobby, and the owner knew that somebody lost a ring, had his information, all of that, and always kind of remembered that, and then just a stroke of luck, last month somebody with a metal detector came from a tip from the landowner about the lost ring and made the discovery, and they happened to still be able to reach out to the gentleman who lost his ring.
Yeah, well, it's a sweet story with a sweet ending. And so that's what you want. We want, there's no, I suppose the conflict here in this story was that he lost his ring and he couldn't find it. He was probably devastated because his mother, you know, those kinds of things, they can't be replicated. When your parents, your mother, your father give you something as, you know, he was young. What was he, 20? It was his 21st birthday. So he got this, and he was excited and sweet. I don't know. I just think it's neat. Good for them. Good for all of them. Hello. Hip, hip, hooray for the good guys. So here, now that we've taken care of the good news, here's the bad news. Let's travel to Ohio for a couple of things. First off, in Columbus, police releasing body camera footage after an officer fatally shot a 20-year-old black man. Here we go again. Encountered him, and within seconds, the black guy's dead. They were trying to serve an arrest warrant. So those of you who are going to stick up for the system say, well, he must have been a bad guy, and he deserved to get shot. No, I don't think so. The video released at a news conference, the officer can be seen firing at the man. A fellow's name is Donovan Lewis. After they found him in an apartment, he appears to sit up in bed and raise a hand just before he gets shot. You see this video?
And he was holding something, and it turned out it was a vape pen. It wasn't a gun. And it's one of those things where if we always see it of like you're supposed to put your hands up or whatever, but it seems like now it's like, well, no, don't move, period. Just freeze. Don't even move until they tell you to put your hands up.
Mm-hmm. No weapon was found. The fellow who did the shooting, Officer Ricky Anderson, has been on the job for 30 years. So it wasn't like he didn't know his way around.
Mm-hmm.
So now he's been placed on paid leave. But, I don't know. This is
And that's something that always happens whenever an officer fires their weapon.
Yeah,
to be placed on paid leave. And
So they were trying to serve a warrant on this guy at 2:30 in the morning.
Well, it was, there were other people in the house, so whoever answered the house was apprehended.
Why are they serving a warning? Why are they serving a warrant at 2:30 in the morning? I guess that would be my question. I don't know. I'm no police expert, but if this, they figure they could catch the guy, whatever. What was he charged with?
Maybe it was approved. Do we even know if he was the one that was being served?
No, this is kind of confusing here. I'm lost in this.
Body cam footage from the police officers, it shows the moments where, like, all leading up to the incident, where they knock on the apartment's front door, a man answers, he's taken into custody, another man appears, he's also detained, and then the canine unit was there, the officer who made the fatal shot was part of the canine unit, so he had his canine in the one hand, and then he opens the door, and then that's where Donovan Lewis was in bed, and moved his arm while holding something, and then the officer fired.
Yeah. Well, tough time to be a police officer. Tough time to be a bad guy, or not, maybe it depends in Los Angeles. You can be a bad guy half
or
the time
you're
being picked up.
Or associated with bad guys.
Yeah. Also in Ohio, three people were hurt after a plane attempted an emergency landing and crashed into the middle of a football field. Wow. Mm-hmm. Mayfield Heights, outside of Cleveland. Isn't Mayfield Heights outside of Cleveland? Do I remember that from my days in Ohio?
Yeah, near the area, of course, yeah.
So and the local news must be covering this, or must have covered this very interestingly.
What was happening was they were doing a simulation. It was a training exercise with a simulation as if the engine were to go out and the plane actually shut off.
Oh. To run out of fuel, or somebody hit the wrong switch?
It's just something went wrong. But fortunately, the pilot is beyond a pro, more than 50 years experience, and was able to
glide
the client still in there, was able to land safely, and there were no kids present at the time.
Mm-hmm. I think that would have been kind of interesting. Especially when nobody got hurt. Interesting to watch this sort of thing. But there's a lesson in this, these small planes, man, I tell you, the more I learn, I want to learn. I was going to take flying lessons on a couple of three occasions. I've had some initial flying lessons, and I remember as a birthday present, I don't know, about 10 years ago, Meredith got me an airplane flying lesson. So I went over, we went to the field and got in the plane. It was the weirdest sensation I think I have. It's not like sitting in the back of the plane and you're, you know, you're not flying, you're in the plane and it's flying, but if you're in the cockpit, excuse me, it was just the sensation of touch the rudder, just touch the pedals, and the plane would react. It just moved the handle up and down, and it would react. And we were at, I think, I don't know, 4,000 or 5,000 feet, went up to 10,000 feet, and the pilot said, "Okay, here, you take it." And so I did. I mean, he had the controls on his side as well. It's like, you know, learn how to drive a car. There's two sides. The pilot, co-pilot have the same sticks and the same controls in front of them. And so I he had showed me what to do, and so I did it. And I had a hard time afterwards describing the experience, because I'm now thinking about it, and the bopping around that we were doing was a little windy, but just the fact that it took so little to turn the plane, or to maneuver the plane, or to fly the plane. It was just, it was pretty amazing. So, you know, I know I understand what some of the, have you ever tried to fly a plane, Jay? Ever tried
nope.
to? No.
I have
to.
A strong fear of flying. I have no
Do
desire
you?
To ever fly.
Oh.
Nope.
Okay. Well, there, I guess that's the end of that story then, folks. It's 18 past the hour.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Sherwin-Williams during the Endless Summer Sale, August 26th through September 5th, and get 30% off paints and stains with prices starting at $29.39. That means 30% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, 30% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
We are excited to introduce our newest advertiser, Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools
for your family jewels.
Now, I can already hear many of you wincing or crossing your legs, but we've all been trimming and then ouchie-wawa. That's why over 6 million men worldwide already trust Manscaped. And now, Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0 has arrived. First, you get the Lawnmower 4.0. This trimmer is the greatest down-there trimmer ever and features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. It's waterproof and has an LED spotlight for a more precise shave. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker Nose and Ear Hair Trimmer. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Get with the program and take your grooming to the next level. Get your Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 and take 20% off and get free shipping with the code USARADIO at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code USARADIO.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy?
I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Human resources for family farmers. I've been on the farm all my life, but there's nobody in my family who's interested. They want to keep the land and keep it producing, but they can't do it themselves. And one wonders, in Iowa, how are you dealing with it?
Well, you know, there are some challenges and some opportunities. The challenge that we see that it takes more acres to support a family.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, 23 after the hour, fast-moving Doug Steffens Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. The story of Ashley Judd discovering her mother's body. She called out authorities for making her feel like a suspect as they interrogated her while she held her mother following the gunshot wound. She said, I assume they did it as they were taught to do it.
Well, and that's the thing, that she's saying that the system needs to be a little bit changed. They need to be trained differently and to keep compassion, especially with loved ones who are dealing with something so traumatic like this.
Well, it's another case or an example, it seems to me, of what we said a bit ago and what we said somewhat frequently, you're guilty until being proven innocent. So the assumption, well, did you shoot your mother? Instead of, you know, maybe figuring out that she didn't shoot her mother first before basically assuming that she did. Are police taught to always assume the worst because people are that bad? Is that really kind of the reality here? Are people in general that bad? I don't want to think that.
Well,
that everybody's a bad guy that you encounter? Everybody you see in your job is somebody who's a suspect?
Well, and that's what we have to, I mean, police have to be so fearful of, too, because sometimes they are. There are a lot of instances where a police officer is responding to something and they are shot and killed. And it's like you never know, but how, just on the stance of a police officer, how can you know entering something whether or not you may make a wrong move because you think something's bad is going to happen and then you initiate the bad thing to happen, or something bad does actually happen and you gave the benefit of the doubt and then there's a family at home that doesn't have somebody, a loved one, a mom or a father, coming back home that evening.
Yeah. This is something, especially given the fact that there was stuff going on with Naomi in terms of her mental health that nobody really knew about, and it's not anybody's business. That's the problem with being in the public eye. There are a lot of things that happen that are not the choices. Ashley didn't make the choice to make this public.
Winona didn't, and yet it's all public. Everybody knows everything about what happened.
To the extent, yeah. Naomi Judd has been pretty open with her mental illness struggles, her mental health struggles over the years, and even discuss different times of where her depression was just so debilitating she couldn't get off the couch. Yeah. And friends would come over to visit, and she just didn't want to be around anybody.
I saw something. Lisa Marie Presley, Elvis's wife, mother of the son who killed
his daughter.
Himself.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Elvis's daughter. His maybe, grandson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. So maybe this is someday this week. I forget what day it is. National Grief Awareness. Is that today or tomorrow?
I think this month. I believe September. This whole month is National Suicide Awareness and Prevention Month.
Yeah. So if the family decides, I guess what I'm saying here is if you decide you want to make these things public, Lisa Marie Presley, this has been 2 years since her son died, and she said she was destroyed by the death of her son, mm-hmm. Benjamin. I have a hard time believing she's 54 years old.
Well, and when a child dies by suicide, a lot of times people blame the parents.
Yeah. Well, they do, yeah. Elvis died when he was 42, and he was sort of suicidal himself, actually, so you got to wonder what's in that family. All right, 28 after the hour here as we continue on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Mary Peltola, a Democrat former state lawmaker, won a special election to fill Alaska's only U.S. House of Representatives seat. She will also become the first Alaska native to represent the state in Congress.
Well, just a tremendous sense of gratitude and appreciation for the people who've put trust in me to fill out the remainder of Congressman Young's term. He's represented Alaska very well for the last 49 years, and it's just a tremendous honor.
Mary defeated Republican Sarah Palin 51-49% of the votes. The United Nations has accused China of serious human rights violations in a long-awaited report into allegations of abuse in the Xinjiang province, home of the Uyghurs. Beijing called the report a farce arranged by Western powers, but UN investigators say they found credible evidence of torture and crimes against humanity. USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Pennsylvania Republican gubernatorial nominee Doug Mastriano blasted President Biden's trip to his state, telling Newsmax on Wednesday that Biden has nothing to offer Pennsylvania residents but name-calling.
Meanwhile, the economy's on its heels. Inflation is through the roof. People can't make ends meet. Gas prices are still ridiculous, even though they've dropped a couple cents here and there. And Joe Biden wants to come out here and call the opposition names. It seems like the only Republicans he likes are those that are his lapdogs, you know. Pennsylvania is sick and tired of this garbage, and I'm not hiding from Donald Trump, unlike, of course, Fetterman, who didn't show up. He's a no-show to many of these events. You know, we remember back to the days Donald Trump was in charge. We had a great economy, gas was cheap, and you were able to make ends meet here, and we're watching the decline of America economically. Pennsylvania holds the key, because we're literally on a gold mine here. And so under my administration, we're going to unleash the energy potential of our state here, and help not only our citizens, but our nation to get back on its feet.
A brush fire in Southern California exploded to 3,000 acres within 7 hours on Wednesday, triggering evacuations and shutting down a section of Interstate 5 in both directions near Castaic. That's about 40 miles northwest of Los Angeles. The Route fire started just after 12 o'clock noon. One person has been taken to the hospital, and no buildings have been damaged as of Wednesday afternoon. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Doug Steffens' Good Day Show.
Here's the story. This is from the world of medicine and science. Artificial intelligence being used to correct walking patterns. It's a Velcro sleeve that's fastened around the leg.
Mm-hmm.
You can imagine it too, right?
It is. Uses like bionic lightweight fabric.
Yeah, right.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, 34 at the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, discussing what's going on up and down the street, what's going on in your neighborhood, your town, your state, your community, around the world. It's the discussion of what is going on and what matters, hopefully. And I know that Jay and I do the subject matter. We do the decisions on what we're going to talk about. What should we talk about? Beginning of September, Jay wants to talk about crunchy leaves and fall foliage and crisp weather, said he, and our weather.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, but I'll give in to her because there are a lot of people who like this time of year. September and October can be beautiful months, September especially.
Oh, so pretty.
Right.
Absolutely
right.
Gorgeous when the leaves start changing colors before they fall.
Yeah, but then it leads to chilly weather and Yucabunga,
and snow and snowboarding and sweaters and coziness by the fire.
No. Uh-uh. No.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
No. So let's do some business news here. Bed Bath & Beyond is closing 150 stores. They're laying off 20% of their workforce. They're having trouble. And if you want to look at somebody or something to blame, blame it on yourself. Because those of you who are too lazy to get your butt out the door, drive over to Bed Bath & Beyond and actually look at what you're buying, instead of looking at a picture on a flat screen and ordering it, having it delivered, and 50% of the time it's not what you order,
it's
not what you want.
It's so much easier to find the deals and discounts when you shop online and you compare between different stores. It's like you get to visit five stores at once to see who has the better option. But I'm going to be real.
It's your fault.
I didn't even know what's up.
It's your fault in that Bed Bath.
Solely. I will take full responsibility. Uh-huh. But I'm going to be honest, I didn't realize that Bed Bath & Beyond even had 150 stores left to be able to be closed.
Really?
They seem like they are just dropping left and right.
Yeah, right. They have to close the stores because they are not able to do business the way people seem to want to do business. I always thought going into Bed Bath & Beyond was great. You had all the... You don't know what you're buying when you're looking at a flat screen. You don't know what it feels like. You don't know what it tastes like. You don't know anything about it except what it looks like on a flat screen.
You got to lick that fridge before you buy it.
You what?
You said you don't know what it tastes like. I said, yeah, you got to lick that fridge before you buy it.
No, you know what I mean.
But I find it... I don't like going into those big item stores where it's just really high ceilings and it's the fluorescent lighting. I find it overwhelming. It gives me a headache.
Really?
Especially that lighting. Yeah. If they just changed the lights.
Mm-hmm.
Like going into Walmart or Target or anything like that, it is immediately headache-inducing with those lights. Even grocery stores.
So they have 900 stores still, but most of the time they're acknowledging, it would seem, that they are they're becoming an online store, as a lot of retail chains are becoming the online reality of buying stuff. It's so foolish.
When it comes to sheets, like bed sheets or pillows, you do want to touch those before you buy them.
Right. But the other things that they have, just in general, never mind just Bed Bath & Beyond, but all the other stores that have been affected. You know, at first it was Walmart that came and ravaged the countryside with their big box stores and put all the local businesses out of business. And then people said, okay, I'm going to Walmart. And then
the mom-and-pop hardware stores.
Yeah.
Went out
go to the soda fountain, the drugstore. Yeah, you can't do that anymore. So here we go. I do. I have a hardware store in my town. I don't go to the Home Depot. I've never liked Lowe's. And then and I've told you many stories about going to Best Buy. I have liked the experience going to Bed Bath & Beyond. I've kind of liked, though, whenever I went there. I don't know what there was about it, but maybe I'm in touch with my feminine side when I go in there. It just is kind of fun to wander around the store. I found it easy to get lost in Bed Bath & Beyond. There's one in California in Santa Monica area, and there's, if you go up Olympic, there was a relatively small Bed Bath & Beyond. They took over the whole building, so it was like three stories. And it used to be so much fun. Yeah, to go in there and just nose around. I don't know. Anyway, the reason that I'm telling you the story in part is not just to bemoan the fact they're closing all these stores, but to have you once again think. And I know many of you don't think the way I do, and I don't think the way the rest of and it's good. We don't all want to think alike, although politicians would like us all to think alike, but we don't. And we ought not to. Bring our own experiences into the world that we live in. The younger you are, the less likely you are to feel the way I do about shopping. I don't like to shop, necessarily. I don't do a lot of it. But when I do, I want to shop. I want to go. I want to see. I want to touch. And so that's what you more and more aren't able to do because of the incursion of Amazon. And then now, because Walmart was losing market share to Amazon, they started to do the same thing online. Mm-hmm. Most of the ads that you see or hear now for Walmart haven't got anything to do with going to the store.
And the buy it online. Amazon is not that Amazon itself can't be trusted, but the different shops that are part of Amazon, just go to the actual shop's website to look for the exact same product, because a lot of times it says it's coming from somewhere in the United States. It's not. It's coming from somewhere else.
China.
And it's not the same. It's not the same product. How many times there's like Reddit threads where it's like, this is what I saw online and I thought I ordered, but this is what actually came in, or something says it's 100% cotton and it comes in and it's totally synthetic crunchy fabrics.
Yeah, right. Exactly. You've made my point. Thank you. All right, here's another business story. $12 million worth of cocaine has been seized from a truck that was carrying baby wipes, or at least it was supposed to be carrying baby wipe. How cynical is this? You hide cocaine in boxes that say baby wipes on them. 1,500 pounds of cocaine inside a trailer truck that said baby wipes on the outside of it. But the Customs and Border guys were on it. The street value, $12 million. This is the usual coming from Mexico across the border. And they try to mask it all. Oh, we've got baby wipes, don't you? So they don't make baby wipes in Mexico. So first of all, they're dumb to try to pull that off. But then somebody sharp enough at Customs... Wait a minute. What country? What company is this? Huh? Where are you in Mexico?
Well, and also, doesn't everything get searched coming into the U.S.?
Anywhere? Some things
on the road, at least.
Trucks do, I think.
Over 550,000 pounds of drugs just this year alone have been seized trying to cross the border.
There you go, and that's just that is just scratching the surface. There's so much of that stuff going on. Pretty amazing. Here's somebody who got $7 million by mistake. I know I'd get your attention with that. So this is a crypto story. Crypto.com, which is probably the biggest source of any of the, the crypto, what do you call that world? I guess it's cryptocurrency, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So anyway, this lady put in a crypto.com refund request, and she was looking for a refund of $100, and instead, due to somebody entering her account number wrong, the refund that went to her, $7.2 million. So how about that? Crypto.com made the generous refund in May. I didn't identify the mistake until they carried out an audit. So what do you do in that circumstance, though? This is a story on The Guardian. What do they, they've given her the money. They can't sue her because it was their mistake.
Mm-hmm.
So it's up to her whether she wants to give the money back or not. And even, is it the right thing? What would you do in that circumstance? This would be a difficult decision, it would seem to me, for even a person of conscience. People that don't have any, right? It's not really your money,
especially because that much money, I would like to think I would give it back, but also with that much money, there's so much good that you could do with it too.
Exactly.
So it's like, okay, that is a kind of rock in a hard spot.
Yep, sure.
But also, does she have to give it back? Because I've had where utilities they thought I was a neighbor and they sent me the wrong bill, and then later they were like, oh, that was our mistake. You actually owe us this amount and you must pay back the month. I have that. And I told them, I'm like, okay, no. You have to, this was it was a lot of money. And I was like, okay, look, I'll pay it back, but I'm not going to pay it by the end of the month. You are going to just have to wait a few months and I'll pay a little bit along with my bill at a time. Mm-hmm. This was your mistake.
Yep. All right, up next, how were the pyramids built? I bet you're curious, right? There's all kinds of theories about it, but I'm going to tell you the real story right after this.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the Endless Summer Sale, August 26th through September 5th, and get 30% off paints and stains with prices starting at $29.39. That means 30% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, 30% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet. The faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
All right, 47 at the hour. One of the great memories and experiences in my life was visiting the Giza pyramids. They're just outside Cairo. They're not, you know, you think when you look at the pictures, they're in the middle of the desert. They're not. They're right in town.
It's a city backdrop.
Yep, right. So anyway, the question, excuse me, these allergies, that a lot of people have been asking for a long time is how did they get those blocks to the point where they could put them up, the slaves could build the pyramids, but they had to have the blocks first. And apparently the research shows, and the announcement was made this week, that there used to be an arm of the Nile River that ran right through Giza, and that's how they brought this water source, was how they could bring those heavy blocks. There were millions of them used from stone quarries that were sort of on the other end of the city, if you will, at the time. So they reconstructed vegetation. They looked back 8,000 years. The climate in the area has changed dramatically in that time. So the river that was there dried up. Apparently the high water level was like 50 feet. And they could put on boats these huge. If you ever look at the stones, you got to you think to yourself, okay, we're in the modern era, the Industrial Revolution, we can move stuff like that around. These blocks were brought up and placed by slaves. They rolled them up on logs and stuff. Or they just had the power. They had to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just amazing how they were able to.
They had
ramps made out of logs, you know, and they brought these up. This was a modern miracle that wasn't modern under the circumstances. So moving the blocks on water that doesn't exist anymore by people using techniques that are not used anymore. And by the way, it's a complete desert around it now. When they built the pyramids, it was beautiful. The area was lush and things that grew. So you see how things change. Is a little hint for climatologists in the past 8,000 years. 10 before the hour.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of
the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Past the hour now. It's Good Day Health Time. Dr. Ken Cronos here from his clinic in Florida, Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora. Great place to go. It's a great little town to go visit. You're hearing my voice a smile. I love walking around in town. I love going to lunch with Ken or Sandy, his assistant. It's just kind of a neat place to be and a great place to have some of your worst problems taken care of or at least addressed by Dr. Ken. So, invitation stands. Call the office 352-735-1400 for an evaluation that you will never forget. All right, let's talk about all of the bad things. All right, questions come about using medical marijuana versus recreational marijuana and how it affects you. Medical marijuana is supposed to be good for you if you're in pain. I know lots of people who are smoking lots of pot these days, and they say this is a lifesaver. So you're not so sure, Ken.
This comes out this week from the European Society of Cardiology, Doug, that people who use medical marijuana to treat chronic pain, as you're describing, they may have a heightened risk of a heart arrhythmia. This is an irregularity of the electrical system of the heart. Among 1.6 million people with chronic pain in this study, those prescribed medical marijuana, they were 64% more likely to suffer a heart rhythm disturbance in the next 6 months.
So what does that tell you?
What it tells me is that you have to be cautious when you're thinking about using medical marijuana, that it's not a panacea of safety for in everybody. And if you have heart issues, if you have a risk of this, you have to think about it and you have to be cautious and aware of it if you're going to even think of going down this lane. It's not totally without any risk.
Okay. Now, we use medical marijuana often to to try to eliminate or deal with the pain that people get if they have cancer or some other disease, but mostly cancer. The pain is horrific. So now here's more news on cancer, and I wonder if you can explain how the research has been done to determine that alcohol and smoking and obesity really jack up your chances of getting cancer.
Well, this is just looking worldwide at people who have cancer, and this was published this week in Lancet, very prominent medical journal, and what these authors who studied thousands, tens, hundreds of thousands of people discovered is that alcohol, smoking, and a high body mass index, you know, the BMI, when yours is over 30, you're obese, are the preventable risk factors attributable to, are you ready, nearly half of all global cancer deaths.
So
this is a way to help yourself prevent death from cancer. Alcohol, smoking, and weight. Very important.
Doesn't it all make sense? The people you see who are dying of cancer because they smoked, see them everywhere. The people who are overweight, the fat cells attract cancer cells. If you drink, that's a basic sugar, and that adds to your weight. So that's the connection there. And it seems nothing but common sense to me, but it doesn't keep people from wanting to drink, smoke, or eat bad stuff. Now, here's the connector here. I saw a new study that suggests the compound that comes in psychedelic mushrooms helps those people who are drinkers, alcoholics, cut back or quit entirely. What do you make of that? The effect of whatever is in a magic mushroom and its effect on alcohol drinking and alcoholism.
There is a study out that magic mushrooms, psychedelic, may help ease alcohol addiction. I would not recommend anybody go and self-treat and try to help themselves here. This is out of JAMA Psychiatry, and it's a small study. It's early, and it needs more and more research, and you need to be talking to an expert in this area so you don't unintentionally do yourself in.
I once thought of rewriting the old Perry Como song, Magic Moments. Remember that song?
And of course.
Changing the lyric line to Mad Rooms. We could maybe come up with a little song. But, I'm being facetious to a point. Just be conscious. I grew up around alcoholism, and it's the worst thing in the world to see in someone. So... it's easier said than done. Dr.
The
Ken,
important
here.
Thing in this study was that these people also had talk therapy along with the magic mushrooms.
Ah, okay. That was something left out. So we got that as an additional bonus bit of information here. Questions for Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.